This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are into fantasy football, and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level. This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Netflix does it again, the greatest roast of all time.
Are you ready?
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bendy. That's Trey. We're talking about the roast, buddy. What's happening?
What's going on, man? Yeah, the roast of Tom Brady, man. And, you know, it was really good in my opinion. You know, I've seen a little bit of hate on it, but I just think they don't know comedy.
You're 100% right, man. Lots of hate on the roast out there, but a lot of good things too, man. Let's just hop right into it, buddy. What do you think, man? Did Tom Brady take it all in vain or what?
I think he did a good job. You know, they definitely were pounding on him pretty hard. Yeah. A lot about his wife, you know, or his ex-wife.
Yeah.
I mean. Definitely putting it on him there, but they definitely gave him his props, you know, and you know, gave him everything he kind of was looking for in the roast. You know, it's kind of what a roast is about. It's like you're praising their greatness, but also shitting on them because they're so great.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Brady's been dealing with that his entire career. But yeah, I got to just get us rolling with this, man. Brady admitting that he actually deflated the balls. Now, do you think that was just like for the comedy of it, or was he like, fuck it?
Oh no, he was definitely like, fuck it. You know, he went up there and he was like, you know, the NFL spent $20 million investigating that I maybe probably could have had an idea that somebody might have maybe deflated the ball. If y'all had just gave me $20 million, I'd have told you I did it.
What? Brady, okay, buddy. Hey, I mean that. All I worry about, and it's probably not even really a concern, like, is this going to affect him going in the Hall of Fame later because of it? I've read a few things saying things like that.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case because it wasn't, you know, necessarily direct him coming out saying, I did this. I mean, it's a joke. It's a comedy roast.
Yeah.
You know, we make things up. We say funny things.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, you know, right?
Like,
yeah.
That's how he's going to play it off for sure. But even, like, they panned to Robert Kraft after that, and he looked a little shocked that he would say something. But it also looked like he knew. And he was shocked that he announced it. You know what I mean? Like it looked like he was almost scared for himself that it was going to come back on him again. Like he had already pushed this all behind him and now he brought it back to light.
Pay me $20 million. I'd have told you I did it. Bro, standing ovation. Standing ovation. Like, yeah. Like giving him his props for admitting it, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. But I just want to say real quick that one of my favorite parts of the whole roast was when Jeff Ross came out. Rocking the OJ Simpson jersey from hell and talking about, you know, he was like, had to wear the OJ Simpson jersey because I'm finna kill this white bitch. Like that was just, that's great comedy to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. Hey, check it out, boy. Our boy Sir Bones a lot here in the cloud.
In the cloud.
What's happening, buddy? I haven't seen you in a while, man. Hey, fantasy season's ramping back up. It's good to see you here, my friend. Good to see you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Good stuff, man. The Brady roast. How about Gronk? I feel like Gronk was, at first, I was kind of worried Gronk was, like, getting mad. Didn't he kind of look like he wasn't taking the joke so well?
Well, and I felt like, to me, through the entire three-hour roast, like, it was more of a Gronkowski roast than a Brady roast, in my opinion. I mean, how many times could they call him a dumbass?
Yeah. Hey, how about old Nikki Glaser, man? Me knowing that not real money. Talking about crypto, bro.
I'm like, dude, they would not leave him alone.
It's crazy because Gronk is actually a smart guy. Like, he gets a lot of crap for being dumb, but I mean, he's actually a really smart guy, man. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, no, he just looks like that big dumb jock, you know what I mean? And kind of plays that role a little bit at being a tight end. I mean, the tight end is almost the big dumb jock role, you know, outside of maybe linebacker.
Yeah.
But even linebackers got to have a little bit more common sense to them. Tight ends just go out and get the ball. Me get touchdown.
Yeah. Hey, talking about Nikki Glaser, though, I seen her actually on the Howard Stern show. She apparently had a bunch of jokes loaded still that she didn't use. Howard Stern asked her, he said, let me ask you something. Was it just free range? You could do whatever you want? Or did they say, stay away from this, don't talk about that? And she said they really didn't tell him anything not to say at all. They kind of all agreed together that not to go, like, with the kids stuff, talking about Tom and his kids. And, like, she's like, but I'm going to tell you a joke that I could have said. She's like, I could have said something like, oh, Tom, I wish I could come there and make out with you like you do your son. Yeah. Which is jacked up, you know. Yeah. She's like, and she totally was like, oh, well, you know, my dad kissed me on the lips my whole life, and, you know, I didn't judge him for that or anything. It was just a joke and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, that definitely probably would have hit a nerve, though. I mean, speaking of hitting a nerve, Jeff Ross hit a nerve when he started talking about Robert Kraft and the massage. I mean, Tom stepped up there, you know, impromptu, and was like, don't ever say that shit again.
Yeah, bro. I was like, oh.
I thought we was about to have another Will Smith moment.
Yeah, no kidding. I told my girl, I said, you see that? And she was like, what? I was like, I'm rewinding this. I know it's live. I'm going to rewind it real quick. I rewound it, and I watch him do it again, bro. And then Jeff Ross is like, okay, buddy, okay.
Yeah, you could tell he was a little uncomfortable, but he also was like, okay, that's the nerve. You know, but that's what he does for a living. This dude grows people for a living. So he understands he's going to hit soft spots here and there. And when he does, you know, he's like, okay, I'll move on to the next funny thing.
Yeah.
You know, let's take a crack at something else you got going on.
Definitely. Yeah. It's crazy. That's another thing, actually, man. I seen Jeff Ross on the Rich Eisen show. I seen him on the Rich Eisen show, and he's like, was Brady really mad at you for that? And da da da. And he's like, nah, he didn't care. It's funny. I talked to Robert Kraft after. He was cool with it and all that.
Yeah, I think Brady was just, you know, Robert Kraft kind of looks up to him like a father figure. Uh-huh. And he just felt like, you know, this is a Tom Brady roast. Stay out of Robert Kraft's drama.
Yeah, that. And I feel like maybe Brady was like, I want dad, you know, to see me stick up for him. Like, don't go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I wonder if anybody else was like, well, let's scratch that joke off my list. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, I'm sure. A couple of people were like, oh, okay, no, stay away from the massages.
Yeah. Well, they were in the prompter and stuff like that. How about Gronk? Speaking of the prompter, how about Gronk? Like, all right, where was I?
Yeah, and then Kevin Hart happened to, like, help him along, and then Gronk grabs the wrong box, and it's the ring.
It's that the ring.
You know Kevin Hart is sweating bullets, thinking, is he going to ruin this whole show right now?
Yeah. I wanted to see the ring, by the way. I wanted to get – I don't know if there's – it's probably online somewhere, right? You think Brady took a picture of him and put it on? Because I wanted to see what that ring looked like.
Definitely.
So he's got 9 rings now, right? The one – you know, he got the 7 from the Super Bowl, the one Giselle gave back, right?
And then the other one, yeah. And speaking of rings, though, the rings jokes were cracking me up. Like, you know, Randy Moss not getting a ring when Tom Brady was like, you know, they're giving me shit about not having a lot of black receivers, but I didn't really see color. It didn't matter if you're white or black. You all get rings when you play with Tom Brady, except for Randy Moss.
Yeah. Poor Randy.
And then Randy Moss. Honestly, Randy Moss, to me, wasn't that funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's not a comedian. He's a football player.
Exactly.
But I was actually impressed by a lot of the football players and how funny they were. I know a lot of their jokes were probably written for them, but they executed them well. You know, outside of Randy Moss, it was just kind of a little dull. And even Bill Belichick was a little dull, but I think we all expected that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought there was the most life I'd ever seen out of Bill Belichick. It was still dull.
Yeah. Speaking of Bill Belichick, man, I want to give props to Bill for just taking it all in stride. I like Julian Edelman's like, oh, yeah, well, remember all the times you told me, hey, asshole, the guys at Foxborough High can make that throw. Hey, asshole, the Foxborough High is the only job offer you got this year.
Yeah, that was good. And you know Edelman, like, as he's telling that joke, he's a little worried inside that Bill Belichick's going to kill him after the show.
Kill him or make him run the hill, right? Yeah. It was great. How about, fuck you, Tom.
Yeah, and then Tom coming back with, fuck you, Kevin Hart. Yeah,
bro, Tom, I don't want to skip too far ahead, but Tom, like, went ham on him, right? I thought Tom was going to come up there and just kind of, like, be Tom, you know? And I even had to tell my fiance while we're watching it, like, you know, that's not really how he is. You know, it's just like I felt like I had to stick up for your boy, you know, because he was just like, I'm the greatest and I know it. And that's just not how he is. You can tell by the way they were even, he was taking the jokes, you know, like, I'm not that great looking, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Well, even my wife, you know, she didn't really know a whole lot about Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And when she was watching him talk, she was like, he seems like a sweet old man. And I was like, that's the funniest shit I've heard all night.
Speaking of that, dude, Bill Belichick says, you know, contrary to natural belief, I'm actually a really nice guy. The crowd starts laughing. Like, that wasn't even the punchline. Wasn't even the punchline. The crowd starts laughing. He's like, come on, I'm serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey. By Sir Bongslaw said, Tom, not put the prep work in, okay? Yes, sir. He went off on him. Okay, I got another joke I thought was pretty funny, man. Giselle came here to support you tonight, Tom. She came as Antonio Brown's plus one.
Yeah, I got that as well, man. Antonio Brown's plus. That was, you know, that almost to me was like a little too much of a nerve. You know, that was like, I don't know about that. But, you know, it was good, though. I think the way they did it, you know, it was lighthearted enough. There were some jokes that were a little far for me. Speaking of jokes that were a little far for me, Tom Brady's joke about September 2001.
Yeah.
Two Jets hitting Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, dude, I know, bro. That was like...
Talking about heroes and all this stuff. I was like, that was a little much for me, but...
That was pretty clever, though.
It was clever, but...
To put all that together was pretty clever, but... Tom probably didn't write that, right?
No, probably not. But then Drew Bledsoe having the I've experienced things you'll never be experienced, like being drafted first overall, 28th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, get him, Drew. Get your shots in, Drew. Yeah, man. Yeah, no. You're exactly right, man. It was great, man. It was great. Let's see. I want to talk about Gronk.
Yeah.
How about Gronk, dude? Like I said it earlier in the show, Gronk looked like he was not taking it very well. But, bro, it felt like it fed his fire. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
It fed the fire, and he jumped in there, and he was, like, just going off on him, dude. Like, he's like, I'm making jokes as I go.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing is, like, his energy kind of felt like it was a little bit of, like, even times where you could tell it was impromptu, and he was like, yeah, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, he really meant that shit at the moment. He wasn't, it wasn't like a joke. He was like, no, really, fuck you. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, and he spiked the shot glass.
Yeah.
Was I the only one sitting there thinking, dude, there's, like, people in the front row. Like,
oh, yeah. You know, but they probably all loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah, outside of somebody catching some glass or not. I was just
thinking, like, exactly. Someone getting glass in the eye. Maybe it was like a sugar shot glass or something.
Well,
you know?
No, I doubt that. I think it was very impromptu. Yeah. And I think it was, you know, everybody had a bunch of shots. You know, Tom Brady talking about, I've been drinking tequila shots for 3 hours. So I don't know how well I'm going to do it. You could tell, like, especially Gronk specifically, and even Edelman looked like they were getting a little messed up.
And Kevin Hart.
Yeah, and Kevin Hart, too. Yeah, he was definitely. Kevin Hart jumped up every time they said a funny joke, and he was the same height as everybody else sitting down.
that is so funny because I was literally just thinking about how when Drew Bledsoe came up, he walks to Kevin Hart, dude, and in the size difference of those two men was insane, bro. I could not believe how tall Drew Bledsoe was compared to Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart had to look up, man. It was insane. You saw that, right?
Definitely. And I will say, you know, I've seen some things where people saying where Kevin Hart didn't do a very good job. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah.
Personally, my favorite joke came from Kevin Hart, and it's really the only call to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Which was hilarious to me that they didn't really talk a whole lot about the Bucks outside of Antonio Brown or whatever. But when in the very beginning, when he was like, you know, Giselle gave you an ultimatum. She said, retire or we're done. Retire or we're done, Tom. And when you got a chance to go 8-9 and all it'll cost you is your wife and kids, you do what you fucking got to do.
Fuck them kids, Tom.
I love that. That was hilarious to me.
Yeah, it wasn't that hilarious to me.
You know, 8-9.
No, that was a good one. That was definitely a good one. Okay, how about some of the surprise guests? Ron Burgundy?
Yeah, I definitely wasn't expecting Ron Burgundy to show up. I think that was the last check on my bingo card. But it was good. I personally think Will Ferrell would have done a better job.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it was kind of like the whole broadcaster, sports broadcaster thing. They tried to pull that out as a funny thing. But honestly, I think Will Ferrell would have showed up and done a better job.
I agree. You know, he's too busy trying to be Ron Burgundy to, you know, come up with the clever stuff that Will Ferrell generally does. And it was all to it, like basically to introduce Belichick. I read a rumor that Belichick was there. I didn't see him there, so I was pretty disappointed about that. So I was so excited when Bill Belichick popped out, buddy. I was so excited about that.
Yeah, and I do want to say, you know, I love Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura to death, but I hated them on this. Like, their roast just seemed so scripted.
Yeah.
And, like they didn't read their lines before the show or something. I don't know. Like, I listen to their podcasts a lot, and they're hilarious.
Yeah.
But to me, it felt too scripted for them.
I feel like they should have went up one at a time.
Yeah,
I feel like
at least. You know, I mean, they do have a podcast together, so I think that was kind of fill in the time or whatever.
Yeah.
But Nikki Glaser, I mean, she was freaking hilarious, and I don't even know much of her, but I thought she was one of the best roasters that were up there.
Yeah, she did good. I mean, the only woman roaster, right? Well, I mean, Kim Kardashian popped up for a second.
Yeah, but then there was the other girl talking about her strap-on.
Oh, and, Sam J.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Sam J. She did good, too.
Yeah, she did. And Tom Brady was like, you know, I'm not even going to say anything about Sam J. She looks like the dude that tore my ACL.
Dang. She did look like a linebacker or a lineman or something.
But I want to bring this up because I think it's hilarious, but it also was a little far. I think a lot of people probably didn't enjoy this Nikki Glaser comment when she was like talking about her husband, and she was like, "I'd shoot my husband in the face for a lottery ticket to get it, Tom." And it was a little dirtier than that, but you know,
a lottery ticket, meaning not even just to do it, but just to have the chance to suck it, right?
It's like, you'd shoot your husband in the face? Come on, chill out just a little bit.
Go off, Nikki Glaser.
I'm sure on the ride there, she was like, told him the joke and was like, just so you know, this is coming. I don't want you to feel, you know, shot in the crowd.
You mean like tell her husband that?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No, Nikki Glaser did a great job, man. And, you know, she's not one to have someone write her joke. She writes her own stuff, obviously, as a stand-up comedian. There was a joke somebody did about her having an eating disorder that I think it was Tony Hinchcliffe said, she has an eating disorder so much that the industry is trying to shove her down our throats.
Yeah.
And it's true. Nikki Glaser has kind of popped up a lot on Netflix, getting specials, stuff like that, Comedy Central, all that stuff. But she's been hilarious. She's great, man. And I think from here on out, I think after this roast, Nikki Glaser is going to get a lot of a lot of hype for this, don't you?
Definitely, definitely. And honestly, my favorite joke from her was right at the end when she was like, okay, guys, I'm going to keep this Kevin Hart.
yeah. Keep it Kevin Hart. Yeah. That needs to be a thing now. We need to make that a thing. Hey, bro, let's just keep this Kevin Hart. You know what I mean?
Right. Sure.
I loved it, man. Ben Affleck came out. Ben Affleck, a huge Patriots fan. I assume that's the reason he was out there, don't you think?
Yeah, and he was okay. I mean, he's not a comedian either, so it's like, you know, whatever. But yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad.
You gotta shout out the football players that tried, you know, like they don't have that comedic timing. They're not, you know, they didn't know what they were doing. But you know what? I felt like nobody bombed.
Right.
Kim Kardashian did get booed, though.
Yeah. But that was before she said anything.
Yeah. And you know what? If you notice what Kim Kardashian did, she made fun of herself.
Yeah.
She kept making fun of herself, you know, like.
And her stepdad, mom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was the key. Like she started making fun of herself, and then everybody kind of was like, oh, okay, what do you got, girl?
Yeah. And then when Tom called out Kim Kardashian, was like, you know, I know she's terrified to be here, not because of us, but because the kids are at home with their dad. It's like not yay getting silently dissed.
yeah. No doubt. Yeah, that was funny. That was hilarious. Just a great, great roast. I hope Netflix continues to do this. I'm just going to throw it out there. If there is another roast, who do you think should be next, right?
Are we talking like sports roast?
Anybody. Netflix has been leaning sports a lot lately with their, you know, quarterback show, their wide receiver show. Now they're roasting Tom Brady.
Okay. I'd love to see Drake the rapper get up there and get roasted. Bring out, you know, the 20 people that are going against him right now. You know, 20v1.
Get that beef.
Yeah, let's see Kendrick Lamar get up on the stage and hit him with a roast.
That, you know, could be 20v1 right there.
Yeah, I think it would be good.
Yeah, get
Metro Boomin out. Just all his haters show up and roast him. You know, and then also at the same time, kind of squash the beef a little bit. Everybody gets everything they want to say out, and then Drake gets to respond, and then it's over. Squash the beef.
Absolutely. Let's see. Did we miss anything, man? Did we miss anybody from the roast?
I'll tell you what the roast missed.
What?
Eli Manning. Yeah. I know they got Peyton, but why? I mean, Eli Manning would have went in on Tom Brady because he's the only person to kind of own Tom Brady.
Uh-huh. I seen a Twitter post that said something. It was like, I don't know if it was Eli Manning saying it or if it was just like somebody like making an Eli thing. I was going to come to the roast, but I didn't want to own Tom twice or something three times, like that. Yeah, something like that. Own him three times. Exactly. Yeah. Eli would have went off. Peyton was there, though.
Peyton was there, and Peyton did a good job. You know, I liked when he said, you know, everybody's sitting around talking shit about Tom Brady. Reminds me of Thanksgiving at the Manning's house.
He's like, just so you know, Tom, when my kids get up to use the bathroom, they excuse yourself to go take a Brady. And he said this is a true story, so I'm almost wondering if that's true.
I guarantee it is. I bet it's a running joke in the Manning house. You know?
I feel like it is.
I do think that before we end this, I think we need to talk about the amount of Aaron Hernandez stuff that was going on. That was a lot. You know, I did like Tom's joke where he was talking about Rob and Gronk not being the brightest in the box, but you know, the bar wasn't set very high for tight ends back then. It was block, catch, don't murder. You know, I thought that was pretty good. But when they started talking about the rings, and they were like, you know, even Aaron Hernandez has a ring around his neck.
Or somebody said, like,
this is the stool that Kevin Hart stands on, but it's also the stool that Aaron Hernandez kicked out from underneath him.
Yeah, they went off on Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, they really tore him up.
And there was another one. It was about, I think Julian Edelman said it. You know, everyone asked me if Gronk is really hung or something like that.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like something about being hung. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something like that, man. Something like that. It was a good time. It was a good time. So, okay, so let's go sports then. If you could see one more person get roasted from the NFL, who you got?
From the NFL, okay, I was thinking sports. I'm thinking LeBron James for sure. I think that would be a good one.
Okay.
But NFL-wise.
Oh, Brown getting roasted would be interesting.
I mean, Antonio Brown?
Oh, yeah, right.
He would love the media presence.
Antonio Brown live on Netflix. That sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
It sounds like clickbait, to be honest. I mean, who's not going to watch that to see the CTE going on?
Do you think it was really live, or do you think they filmed it?
No, it was definitely
live. Or was it filmed live?
It was filmed live, yeah.
Okay, but it was happening as it was happening?
I think so.
I bet there was like at least a little bit of a what do you call it? Just like a
buffer.
Gap.
Yeah.
So yeah.
If something did crazy happen, they could cut it.
They do that in the NFL.
I'm sure there was something like that, but I think it was pretty live. You know, they were there in the building while we were watching it at home.
Uh huh. Yeah. Good stuff. Great roast. I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers. You think Aaron Rodgers would be able to take it?
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers would do good. I think Aaron Rodgers is a funny guy. He has good comedy. You know, it's stale comedy, but that's the kind of comedy I love. I think Aaron Rodgers would do a good job. And they could bring Pat McAfee on there, you know, guaranteed. And some other good people, you know, maybe bring Travis Kelce, you know, Dr. Pfizer or whatever. Bring him out to put in some roast work.
I think actually Travis Kelce being roasted would be a good one. I don't know if you could think of a lot of crap to talk about him, right? Just a bunch of Taylor Swift jokes.
Yeah, it'd be the roast of Taylor Swift starring Travis Kelce.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're 100% right. Yeah. Man, it was good stuff, man. For everybody hating out there on the roast, man. Just, you know, appreciate it for what it was, man. Your boy Tom went off. Was a good sport. Everybody was a good sport. It was just a lot of fun, you know. And just remember that it was live, so you're not, you know, not all the material was like perfectly tightened up, hadn't been worked on a ton. You know what I mean? Just appreciate it for what it was. It was a good time. It was fun. It was different. And I think we're going to hear a lot more about this roast going further. There's going to be a lot more things that happen from the roast, a lot more conversations, maybe some memes, you know, lots of crazy stuff out there.
Definitely.
That was fun, buddy. That was fun, man. The roast of Tom Brady. The roast of Tom Brady. Yeah, it was good stuff. It was fun. We laughed. We cried. We stayed up way too late watching it, Trey.
No doubt.
Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
Check out fourthandflex.com where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.